بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the poet said very nicely. He says, kitni ajeeb hai gunahon ki justaju, kitni ajeeb hai gunahon ki justaju, namaz bhi jaldi par lete hai phir se gunah karne ke liye. He says, how strange is pursuing sins. A person is involved in vice, evil, committing sins, is enjoying a certain sin that he is perpetrating. He's so engrossed in it. And then comes time for salah. People around him, so they're all performing salah, so he joins them. But he reads the namaz very quickly, rapidly, just to finish his salah, to run back and to recommence the sin he was enjoying. How often we find ourselves in some entertainment, some leisure or pleasure, some event, enjoying that event or that whatever program it may be, and sometimes there's music playing there, sometimes the television or some haram entertainment taking place there. We may go for salah, but our minds are still focused on that entertainment, and we are wishing to finish off quickly, get over salah, and to hasten back to the sin. My respected friends and elders, as I said, we are coming closer and closer to the month of Ramadan. In fact, Sha'ban has just commenced. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam. Rabbi wa rabbuk Allah. We make the dua, hilalu rushdin wa khairin. Allah ta'ala grant us the barakat in Sha'ban. Another very auspicious month, and especially the 15th of Sha'ban night. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Always to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us see the month of Ramadan in the most beautiful condition, with good health, and spiritually we must be charged, pleasing Allah ta'ala every second of Ramadan, and the entire year, and in our entire lives. But this Ramadan, this Sha'ban, and as mentioned, Rajab came, then Sha'ban, these are all training months for us to exercise genuine spiritual training. And we are going to hear this all the time, because it needs to come part and parcel of our bloodstream, our life, that we have to please Allah, we have to inculcate in ourselves taqwa, we have to abandon sins. Sins are only going to displease Allah. Good deeds will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sins will take us away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite you and I being created from a drop of napak sperm, Allah, out of His gracious kindness and compassion, He still gives us the opportunity of befriending Him. We are absolutely useless. We have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a drop of sperm. Despite our weaknesses, Allah still gives us that opportunity that we must become His friends. Allah extends that friendship towards us. What is the condition? We have to be muttaqeen. And muttaqeen, what does it mean? What does it entail? Najais khushiyo ko aag mein jala dena. The evil temptations we have, the evil desires we have, the egos, the whims, the fancies, the haram desires that we have, the carnal desires, we have to take this and burn it into the fire. We have to annihilate our nafs. Allah, out of His kindness, still allows us to be His friend. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Allah says His friends are only those who are pious, those who are trying. I mentioned previously, we will stumble, we will walk, we will fall down, we will make tawbah, istighfar, stand up again, try, endeavor, and again we may fall down, again make tawbah, again make istighfar, stand up again, and continue proceeding towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gradually but surely, and trying our level best, that I must please my Allah every second of my life. There mustn't be an occasion where I'm deliberately displeasing my Allah. And if I do fall into an abyss of sin, immediately, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. Those who do immodest deeds and immoral behavior and conduct they have, and they commit sins, then immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remember Allah's loftiness, Allah's grandeur, Allah's power, Allah's might. He is the master, He is the supreme. And they make istighfar. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And they seek Allah's forgiveness. Oh my Allah, مِنْ عَدِمْهُ شَرْمِنْدَهُ. I committed a sin, I slipped, oh my Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, you are most merciful, you are most ghafoor rahim. 15 Shaaban, you will hear the dua. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Wallah, you are most forgiving. And you love to forgive. So Allah, you forgive me out of your karam and kindness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this chance of becoming His friends. Remember, when moth strikes, then whether we like it or not, we are compelled, we are forced, we have no option whatsoever to commit any sins at that time. You don't have the strength, you don't have the time, you won't even have the desire to commit sin when moth will strike. The game is over. So therefore, Arif Billah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, then why not give up those sins apni zindagi hi mein, in your life? When moth is going to come, you won't be able to commit sins. Then you'll be answerable to Allah. So why don't you give up those sins whilst you are living? Take those sins, discard those sins, throw it away into the qabristan, he says, where the dead people are. Throw it away. Have nothing to do with sins. Detach yourself from sins. Sins are going to take us away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then the roza, that fasting, we are not going to get maximum benefit of it. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that the month of Ramadan, whether it's 29 days or 30 days, it is like a ladder. A ladder has so many rungs that you climb each step until you reach 29 or 30 days, 30 rungs. And when you reach the top, now you have gained taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon. But if our life is still going to be with sins in the month of Ramadan, we are not going to abstain from looking at haram, listening to haram, speaking haram, hurting people, causing takleef to people, indulging in slander, immoral behavior, cheating, deceiving, lying, watching filthy pornographic material, engage in haram pleasures, then we are not going to get the noor of taqwa. We're not going to enjoy the tilawat we will be making. The roza also, it will be like a burden for us. The tilawat will be a burden. Taraweeh will be like a big bulge upon us. When will this malisa finish? How long are they taking in this masjid? Let me go to that masjid where we can just finish up quickly. My respected friends and elders, ibadat is something that we need to enjoy. Istilzadu ta'at. Every act of obedience, we must enjoy the nectar of that good deed, the honey of that good deed. And that can only happen when we discard sins from our life. And for discarding sins, a person has to make mujahada. He has to oppose his nafs. He has to fight his nafs. The nafs will prompt him towards evil. It will desire some haram. You see, ulama explain, there are two conditions. One is hukukun nafs, and the other one is hududun nafs, with a dha. Hukukun nafs, with a qaf, haq, hukuk, means the rights of the nafs. Our nafs has rights. For example, we need to eat, we need to drink, we need to sleep, we need to rest. These are the rights of the body. These are the rights of the nafs. The person should not give himself azab and punish himself by not eating, not drinking, and not resting. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to entire day, for every day of our life, be fasting, entire night in tahajjud and ibadah. No. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. The nafs, وَإِنَّ لِي جَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Not long ago we spoke about this. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu told Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, listen, sleep, rest. Your body also has a right over you. So this is the right the nafs has, which is illegal right it has. Then there is حُضُوذُ النَّفْس. And these are the unnecessary things that the nafs demands. The carnal desires of the nafs. The evil temptations, taking us towards haram, towards zina, towards riba, towards lying, towards cheating, whatever the sin it is. Pride, arrogance, anger, haughtiness. So those are hududun nafs. Hazdun means naseeb, share. That hududun nafs, that we have to make mujahada of. We have to oppose it. Each time it comes up, we have to suppress that desire. And suppressing the desire is painful. Because the nafs wants to get some enjoyment. I'm talking to that woman, talking to that boy, I'm enjoying that haram pleasure. I'm getting some type of enjoyment, lazzat. Now to curb the tendency, to suppress that nafs, is going to cause pain to the person. He's going to feel it difficult. But for the sake of Allah, when he is going to do it, then Allah will give him some enjoyment. And Allah will give him the sweetness of iman. Halawatul iman. Now Allah brings nur into his heart. And that nur will enable him now to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mujahada is extremely important. We have to oppose the nafs. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, his father was Mawlana Yasin rahmatullahi alayhi, very pious person. So he says Mawlana Muhammad Yaqub Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was once sitting by him. And he asks, Hazrat, how does one oppose one's nafs? So Mawlana Muhammad Yaqub Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi hands over to him a piece of paper, and first he bends it, he folds it, and he bends it, makes a crease there. After bending it, he tells him now, Mawlana Muhammad Yasin Sahib, you straighten this paper. So he tries to straighten the paper, but he fails, so he gives back the paper to Mawlana Yaqub Sahib rahmatullahi. What Mawlana Yaqub Sahib rahmatullahi does now, he folds the paper now in the opposite direction. And the moment he folds the paper in the opposite direction, the paper becomes straight again. This is what we need to do. This is how you oppose your nafs. Your nafs desires some haram. Oppose the nafs. Do not give vent to the feelings and desire of that nafs. Suppress it. Do opposite to it. Now you engage in salah, engage in tawbah, engage in istighfar, zikr, tilawat. Remind yourself of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give some sadaqah. Oppose your nafs. But do not follow the dictates and demands of your nafs. Why? Then you will become a slave of hawa. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Hawa is that thing that we are talking about, the desires, the evil desires of the nafs. That person who fears standing before Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and he suppresses his nafs, he opposes his nafs. Then, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Jannat will be his abode. What Allah wants us to follow? Huda. Same, ha, dal, and ya. Huda means guidance, taqwa. And hawa, hal, ha, waw, and ya. Hawa is evil. The evil temptations. So change that. Don't go in the direction of hawa. Go into the direction of huda. Just one letter we change. So waw to dal. Then a person gains taqwa. And this taqwa, Allah Ta'ala talks about taqwa in so many parts of the Quran, Quran and Majid. Especially in the beginning para. You'll find, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. All the time, ittaqullah, whether it is nikah, whether it is hajj, whether it is fasting, whether it is sadaqah, whatever it is, Allah talks about, even transactions, Allah talks about fearing Allah. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi mentioned, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Stay away from all the displeasures, all the things that Allah has made haram, all those prohibitions, the don'ts. Don't indulge in those don'ts that Allah said, don't do this. You'll become the greatest of worshippers. Takun a'badan nas. People will I mean, Allah will recognize you as that it is true abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, before passing away, he calls Umar radiallahu anhu, advises him and tells him, ittaqillaha ya Umar. Umar, remember you must fear Allah ta'ala. Umar radiallahu anhu advises his son Abdullah bin Umar, usika bi taqwa Allah. Oh my son, always have taqwa of Allah. Keep it nasba aynayk, in front of your eyes all the time. Ali radiallahu ta'ala also commanded the people, have taqwa. And he said, that person who has taqwa, Allah will protect him. So like this, the Salafi Salihin, the day and night was revolving around taqwa, taqwa. Taqwa means, do all those things Allah has commanded you to do, and refrain from those things Allah has prohibited you to do. So once we make this mujahada, then we will become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without mujahada, we won't make any islah for ourselves. We won't improve our spiritual self. In fact, we might retrogress. We might become further and further away, because the entire heart will become engulfed with sins. For this, we have to be a true seeker of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we call a person must have talab. Talab is sadiq. He must be a talib, a sadiq. A genuine, sincere seeker of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he'll make mujahada. A person came to Khaja, Aziz al-Hasan Mazzub Ghawri rahmatullahi alayhi, who was a very, very, very senior khalifa of Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi. Extremely pious. In fact, to just show us, to explain the, his condition, his spiritual condition, after Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi passed on, then some of his khulafa were sitting. Amongst them was Khaja sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. Many great ulama and khulafa were sitting there, and they were discussing something, and somebody made a light-hearted remark, a joke. So they all naturally laughed. There's something that was funny. They laughed. There's nothing wrong in that. Khaja sahab also laughed. But immediately he then asked a question. He posed a question to all those sitting. Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi says, that Khaja sahab asked me, Bhai Mali Muhammad Shafiq, be honest to yourself. When you laughed now, for the few seconds, did you become ghafil of Allah, yes or no? At that moment, did your mind go away from Allah, yes or no? He said, Allah forgive me, yes. Khaja sahab said, I can take qasam in Allah, that even when I laughed, I did not become ghafil of Allah. My attention was still focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Difficult for us to do. But inshallah we make mujahada. Mujahada. The whole Ramadan we have to make mujahada, mujahada, mujahada. And enjoy making this mujahada. Enjoy making this mujahada. Look forward to each day you're going to make this mujahada. Why? Because you're going to become closer and closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So somebody asked Khaja sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, you know, you benefited so much from Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi and spiritually. What anwarat and what tajalliyat you must have got. Whatever barakat you and anwarat you receive from Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi. Give me that. Pass it on to me. He said, you want something for free? You don't get this like that. You have to make great mujahada. You have to burn the midnight oil. A person came to Hazrat Hakim sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. Shah Hakim Akhtar sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. And he was sitting there and Hazrat asked him what work he does. He says, I'm an oil merchant and I extract oil from mustard seed, from the almond. So I mustard oil, almond oil, and this oil and that oil. Hazrat told him, can you extract the oil of the nafs? He said, Hazrat, what are you talking about? Extracting the oil of the nafs. So Hazrat explained to him, extracting the oil of the nafs, the carnal desires. The same najayis khushiyo ko aag mein jala dena. Those evil tendencies and desires a person has, you extract that from the nafs. You pull it out and you discard it, throw it away. And you are then going to make tazkiya and you're going to purify your nafs. You're going to make it now become filled with noor and taqwa, and you're going to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, that person who purifies his heart, he removes those evil desires from his heart, he has taqwa in his heart, not only will he be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but thousands of other hearts he will light up also. Thousands of other hearts will also become illuminated just by being in his company and by his guidance. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist all of us to gain the true taqwa, to make that mudahada, to be the talibin, sadiqeen, and enjoy these Mubarak months, especially the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, it will come and it will go away, and perhaps we will then lament after it, or some people won't even be bothered, because as the poet said, that kitni ajeeb hai gunaahon ki justaju, namaz bhi jaldi par lete hai phir se gunaah karne ke liye. Ramadan must not be such that we switch off the television in the month of Ramadan, but hoping for Eid to come quickly so that we may switch it on again. It must be a time now that we make firm resolutions. Oh my Allah, I want to become your friend. Oh Allah, you assist me despite my weaknesses because you are too kind. Oh Allah, you guide me, you direct me, and make me also from those who are your awliya, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Allah grant all of us to become his pious friends. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Besides the Rushdie.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ما لغناكم معافرما وما لخطاؤكم معافرما يا الله forgive us my Allah Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. We are ungrateful servants, my Allah. You have bestowed billions of bounties to us, my Allah. You give us iman, my Allah. Allah, you made us in the ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You give us food to eat, you give us clothing to wear, you give us water to drink. You did so much for us and you continue doing for us. Despite our disobedience to you, my Allah. Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allah, we beg you, ya Allah. There is no other person we can turn to besides you, my Allah. We are tapping at your door. Ya Allah, we are full of weaknesses, my Allah. Guide us, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have wronged people, give us the tawfiq of making amends, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have wronged you definitely, my Allah. Forgive us, guide us, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Whatever sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, amadan, khata'an, knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Small sins, big sins, major sins, minor sins, whatever we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Give us that bond and taluk and connection with you, my Allah. These Mubarak months will come and go away, my Allah. And still if we don't change our lives, my Allah, then when will we change our lives? Maut will strike, my Allah. We are not ready to meet you, my Allah. Help us to be ready and prepared to meet you, my Allah. Become our friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, become our friend, my Allah. Overlook our faults, our weaknesses, our deficiencies. Love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Follow our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us be genuine and loyal servants, my Allah. Allah, do not make us become fake lovers, my Allah. Give us your true muhabbat, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us yaqeen, your dhat, give us the sweetness of iman. Make us enjoy taking your blessed name, your Mubarak name, my Allah. There's such sweetness in taking your name. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. The sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreer, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, zulm of the zalimeen.
Ya Allah, there are so many people in society who are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them shifa kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. There are certain people who requested dua for shifa, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, doctors cannot find out what the remedy and cure is, my Allah. But you are shafi, shifa is in your hand, my Allah. Grant it to them, my Allah. You grant it to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummat pareshan hal hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the pareshani of the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them in Gaza, especially, my Allah. Help them to restore their buildings and their homes again. Ya Allah, you give them barakat from the heavens, my Allah. Give them afiyat, give them peace, give them happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the enemy zaleel and humiliated and disgraced, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, we have so many hajat and needs. Each one today has raised his hand. Our mothers and sisters and others have raised their hands at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different problems and difficulties, my Allah. Some person is being troubled by miscreants and people who are causing takleef. Allah, protect them, protect all of us from the sharr of such people, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got nothing else but, ya Allah, to cause mischief, ya Allah. And to cause harm to deen and Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, ya Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Somebody's got some financial problem, ya Allah. Remove his financial difficulty, ya Allah. The people who are in debts, have them to pay off their debts, my Allah. Put softness in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody got some court case, ya Allah. Remove him from that bala, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody has got some other social problem, ya Allah. Somebody a domestic problem, my Allah. Husband and wife got some problem, ya Allah. Create unity, muhabbat, mawaddat between them. Ya Allah, children, ya Allah. Some of them are taking drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, their parents are crying, my Allah. Bring back those children onto sirat al mustaqim, my Allah. Help them, ya Allah, to abandon that sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth, protect our women, our elders, my Allah. Our mashayikh, our ulama, our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, if anybody has slipped, ya Allah, give us tawfiq of coming back to you, my Allah. Especially before the month of Ramadan. And give us taqwa, my Allah. And make us enjoy every ibadat we make, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Give us mawtud iman, mawtud madina sharif, baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at, the intercession of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah, and the hawdi kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us, our parents, grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our mashayikh. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them anki tandak, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those, ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma, whoever asked for the requested duas, answer all the jais murads. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما الله give us halal and tayyib rozi الله give us plentiful because use it correctly my Allah الله and there's so many young boys and girls of marriageable age my Allah grant them suitable spouses my Allah quickly my Allah and bless them in the nikahs الله make them live a life of taqwa and sunnah of Rasul Pak صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.